Hello.
Hey, is this William?
Yes.
Hey, William, how are you? This is Zach.
Hi, Zach.
We spoke last week about your property on Depot Road, and I just wanted to get some affirmation of some sort that you are still available to meet tomorrow.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, great.
But only just to give you a little walk through the house, that's it.
Yeah, so I mean, if you want to, I don't need to necessarily, I mean, if you just want me to see the house, that's fine, but as far as listing the property and putting it on the market as we discussed, I mean, do you have any reservations of why we wouldn't do that? I mean, obviously, we don't have to list it immediately. We can wait to list it, but we can,
Yeah, I'm not interested at all of listing it, one, at the current interest rates, and two, the season, is not right for listing it.
Okay,
So,
so you might
yeah,
change your mind from last.
right. I mean, if you don't want to come until that changes, then that's fine. I'm not going to list it now under any circumstances. The interest rates aren't right. The market sucks, and I don't want people, stomping through the house because the house will sell itself. So, a lot has to change before I'll, sign any contract to list it.
Yeah, I get it. Well, I mean, one thing that's not going to change is, you're not going to move unless you do. So obviously, that's evidently clear.
Right.
But as far as the interest rate in the market, we're not fortune tellers here. Nobody can time the market. Nobody can, you make money when you buy, and you might make some if you sell, if you buy correctly. So,
Yeah.
there's that.
Well, what that's called is risk management.
Yeah.
And that was my profession. I'm very knowledgeable about that. And
Good.
so, I don't want to take any risk. And
Everyone likes to risk. We risk a lot of different places.
if you have a buyer, if you want to drive somebody by here and they want to buy the house and they don't care about the interest rate, and I can get a 1% sales commission rate, then call me and tell me that, and I'll let you come and show them the house.
I'm not going to work for free.
No, well, you're going to get your commission out of the sale price of the house. I already told you that.
Right, but where is that in writing?
I guess you'll just have to take my word for it.
Oh, that's the thing is, with all due respect, Mr. Wood, I'm not taking anybody's word. The way I handle business is I pen and paper. If we don't do business, no problem, like I said, but I don't take anybody's words.
Yeah.
I don't, and I don't have to. That's the thing. I don't have to take it, and I'm not going to. But I'm not saying that you're not
Well, the
going to.
other day you were talking about a 1% commission, 1.3 or
Yeah,
whatever.
and I do still stand by that, but I stand by that with a piece of paper by my side. With you knowing that I'm going to bring a buyer, and that's the amount of commission that I would charge you. I'm not going to do any work if I don't have something in writing saying that I'm entitled to 1.3%, because that's working for free and that's working unwise.
Yeah.
I think you can understand where I'm coming from.
Right. Yeah, I fully understand.
So,
you know, I'm just saying, if you got somebody that you've pre-qualified, that you know is going to pay you $570,000 for the house, then you know I'll sign an agreement for 1.3% and expect to get $230,000, and that I would expect to $530,000, excuse me. You know, and you're going to be telling me that by contract. So we're both going to be signing a contract.
Sir, I'm going to make this really easy and crystal clear. I hear everything that you're saying.
Yeah.
But you want me to do the upfront work. And then say, hey, at some point, you're going to have to say, I will sign this agreement with you. Because if I just have a buyer and bring him to you, then my job is not, there is no job for me. I have to have it in writing. And I'm considerably giving you a discount, especially the area. I don't know, you know the area. We both do. It is what it is. I don't need it. If you don't want to do it, no problem. Interest rates aren't going to change that much. They might drop a little bit.
I want you to be a seller's rep, not a buyer's rep.
Well, that's why you and I are talking.
Yeah.
You're the seller.
Right.
That's what I would represent. That's why I am willing to do a 1.3% flat fee.
Yeah. Yeah, there wouldn't, you know, as far as I'm concerned, once I establish the price, there'd be no negotiation on it. It wouldn't be like, oh, Mr. Wood, I've got a really good buyer here, but he's only willing to pay, you know, $530,000. For the property, I'm not interested in
it's
that.
It's not a negotiation. You want five? I think we agreed on 569, and that's what I said I'd bring you.
Uh huh.
There's no negotiation. It's the price is the price, and that's it. You're my client. If we can't get 569, which I don't think will be the case, very likely. Then we're not doing business.
You don't think that'll be the case? That
I don't think that we will have any problems getting you to 569.
Yeah, well, I don't think you'll have any problem with it either.
So, you know, if you don't want to move because, you know, other people's, you know, or other agendas, I mean, that's completely on you, but...
Yeah, see, part of the equation for me is it's going to cost me $15,000, you know, if I move within the state, or even probably $10,000 if I move within Hanover, you know, just to move the stuff that I have, you
right.
See?
Well, listen, you don't need to convince me. I don't need to be convinced. Like I said, I don't have to sell this house. I don't have to buy it. I don't have to do anything. At the end of the day, you just have to be happy. And, you know, if I'm going to represent you, then that's all that matters. But I can't, you know, I can't tell you what to do or how to do it. But I'm just,
yeah.
If you want to sell it, then we'll sell it at 1.3% flat fee, take 569, or not do business with anyone else. I'm not going to represent a buyer because I am your agent.
Yes. That would be my expectation. You know, most real estate people, and remember, my father was a real estate broker, so.
Yeah. Well, I don't care about most people, to be honest with you. I don't care what their, you know, whatever they want to do. That's on them. Whatever they want to do. That's
yeah.
On them.
What I don't want to get into is, you know, doing showings to buyers that are really not qualified to buy the house.
Mr. Wood, I have a fiduciary duty. Me and Forrest, my partner, we have a fiduciary duty to only allow qualified buyers. And if that's a stipulation on the...
That would have to be in the contract.
Yeah.
Any contract that I would sign.
I would require proof of funds, pre-approval letter, no contingencies, straight to the point.
Right. Yeah. Well, you can, if you want to see the house just so that you know what it is, then,
look,
you're welcome to come by.
Look, I've seen the house by road. We
yeah.
Can do 569. We can list it flat fee, 1.3%, offer 2.5% to the buyer agent. I will represent you. And that's it. Qualified buyers only. I won't waste your time, but it'd be a waste of time just to come by and look at the house. It would be nice to get to know you, but at the end of the day, I have a job and I have 80 more people that I do have to call.
Uh-huh.
So it's really on you.
Well, okay, then send me your contract.
Okay.
So that I can read it.
All right.
And we'll consider it. And if I send it back to you, either signed or unsigned,
then we'll come and look at it.
Right.
All right. That sounds like.
Do you have my address?
I'm gonna send it to your email, CLEE711@AOL.com.
Yeah. Uh huh.
I'll send it to your email.
No, it's not at AOL. It's what's your email address, Carolyn?
CLEEW711@gmail.com.
Yeah, @gmail.com.
All right, I'll send it over. Give me till the end of the day.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Good enough. Bye-bye.